Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Ravens are in their break before the start of training camp. Orioles just got arguably their best pitching performance, starting pitching performance of the year from Trevor Rogers. A perfect time to head out to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline, where Morgan Atts at Fox 45 Sports joins us. And Morgan, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. So Trevor Rogers has made 3 starts for the Orioles. 2 have been really good. 1 was bad. Are you buying the good Trevor Rogers?
He's had their best starts all season, which says a lot about him, but not so much about the pitching staff. I think it's kind of a perfect example of what this season is. You're getting a lot of good, and then you get a lot of head scratchings, then you get some bad. And sadly, that's kind of what's put them at 10 games below being 500 and kind of wondering how these next few weeks are going to play out and what the plan really is going to be by the end of next month. But, I mean, those were great. Keep it up. Keep it going. You have to stack them. You just would like to have seen the guys that have consistently been in the rotation and somewhat healthy this season being the ones to put together the best starts, not someone like Trevor Rogers.
And Morgan, 2 of those guys, Zach Eflin and Tomoyuki Sugano, they were 2 of the Orioles' more consistent pitchers at the beginning of the season, but of late, they've really been faltering. Are you concerned about them moving forward?
Concerned more so with Zach Eflin, because that was supposed to be your trading piece, right? If you're going to go out and try to be sellers to find something to look forward to this season, but really be thinking about next year and having that team control of that player beyond just this rental second half of this season, that was supposed to be your best potential guy. And right now, I don't know what the market is for him. Obviously, there is one. He's a top 5 guy in most rotations, maybe top 3 in a lot of them. But as far as getting in hot and doing it consistently when teams are needing it and you can ask for more and be a little bit more picky, the Orioles have kind of lost that leverage a little bit with him. So Tomoyuki Sugano, I have no problems with. He has already exceeded my expectations because I didn't know what you were going to get from someone of his age with his MLB debut. And there's been all the other years of him pitching so well in Japan and no one's brought him over yet, or maybe the interest with him hasn't been there. Maybe the money hasn't been right, but the Orioles went out and got him and he's been in their rotation and has shown some flashes. So I'm okay with him and how that is going, but the Eflin drop off is concerning because you know he's probably not a part of this team next year.
So overall, we're almost to July, and there have been ebbs and flows in this season, obviously, and that's baseball over 162. But we're kind of starting to run out of time here for them to choose a lane, right, to be in.
Yeah.
Are they in the sell the guys whose contracts are about to expire mode for you, or should they be in that mode?
I think they should be for the guys that contracts are about
yes.
to expire. Absolutely. And I think you also have to keep in mind with what I mentioned earlier with the Eflin stuff, because he's not going to be here, but whoever you do deal and what you get, it cannot be for a couple of months. It has to be also for next season's team control, or you at least feel like you can give money to have that control. It's just such an interesting position because obviously the start of the season did not go to plan. You have new ownership, still new ownership, even though this is another season. We don't know how long Mike Elias and company is going to get for this. You would hope with all the pieces that they have in place and the young players and what they did the past 2 previous seasons, that's what you think they're going to be next season, especially when you get some health to the rotation coming back with the young players like Kyle Bradish and Grayson Rodriguez. But the people that are not going to be here beyond this season, absolutely, you have to sell and try to get something. And I also think you have to start thinking we can't hug our prospects that much longer. If you get the push to have it next season, because you also have to remember they no longer have the number 1 farm system. So this is really starting to look like how much time is Mike Elias going to get for this? Is this guaranteed he's going to get next season? Hopefully ownership is having those conversations because those are the moves that are going to be made. Is he going to get next year? Is he going to get the year after that? And that's kind of where the moves have to go. It's just unfortunately those are answers that we're never going to know right now. They're never going to tell us that. I mean, I don't even know if he's been told that.
Right.
But you have to start thinking, what are we selling or what are we buying for?
Talking with Morgan Atz, it's Inside Access here on The Fan. One more Oriole thing, at least for me. Not a lot of good from this season, but one bit of really good has been Jackson Holliday. And I guess, are you buying what you're seeing from him right now, or has he exceeded your expectations?
He has exceeded my expectations. Not so much for when they got him one-of-one and what we thought he was going to be and what we knew he could be, but how bad the downs were last season and how much of a mind bleep it had to be for him to think you're going to be up and you're not, and then you come up and it's not great, and then just the back and forth. That mentally, those were the issues. You knew the talent had to be there. How could people that do this for a living with these prospects of the growth and development and the drafting bomb on this? And nobody did. It has exceeded my expectations just with how quickly last year has completely been flushed. And he is the player that everybody thought he was going to be. And at a different position, you have to hand it to him with what he did in the offseason. His defense has drastically improved. I mean, I know it's still not great. Sometimes Gunnar Henderson is still not great at short. But what he has done to get rid of the mental and to be a leader of this team, and he better be a slam dunk for an all-star, right? I mean, it has beyond exceeded my expectations, and he is the guy, I'll say Gunnar Henderson as well, that you don't touch. Everyone else gets lumped into that, what are they going to do? How are they going to buy? How are they going to sell? And what are they trying to do for next season? But off limits, Jackson Holliday is the future, and he's the one that they should really be thinking about in the next couple years of locking down sooner rather than later.
Morgan, let's switch to the Ravens. We're less than a month away from the first full team training camp practice, and we haven't talked to you since the Jaire Alexander news broke. He signed a one-year deal with the Ravens. Adding him into the fold, what is the potential for this secondary?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It's just another proven corner. I know the last two seasons haven't been great with injuries, only playing 14 games total. But even when he played last year, there was production, and there's production in the turnover game. And I think that's what they're looking for. And Marlon Humphrey spoke about that when minicamp ended. If you have to pinpoint what's been the defense's problem not getting over the hump, it's come the playoffs. They have no takeaways against the Bills. And that's just something that when you get to playoff football, you can love your offense all you want, and we know it's an offensive game, and we know the rules are even set to make the offense great, but we still know the cliche saying that defense wins championship, and you're not going to win the Super Bowl, you're not going to get to the Super Bowl unless your defense is absolutely dominating. Look at Philadelphia last season. I mean, it's just kind of what needs to happen, and I think it's just another player that is a veteran, that is proven, and that gives you flexibility that you lost when our Darius Washington went down with a torn Achilles. He may come back at some point at the end of the season, but we all know how that injury is, and we all know that position. I don't expect to see anything from him in 2025. So it gives you that flexibility to get Marlon moving more in the field versus so much on the outside.
You hear this Pablo Torre news at all? You hear anything about this collusion case that looks like the NFL and the NFLPA wanted swept away? And boy, if I'm Lamar Jackson, that's some interesting news to me, huh?
You're probably not happy with your business being public for someone that doesn't like his business being public, but when there's a collusion case and investigation and all this stuff is coming out, I mean, you were a part of that as far as the less guaranteed contracts allegedly ownership wanted handed out so they can kind of have the power and not have the guaranteed deals. And Lamar wanted a guaranteed deal. We all know that. That's not new. And those negotiations, we even know from not really Lamar, but from Eric DaCosta, they were frustrating at times because it just was tough to get done. And I don't think there was a ton of communication. It kind of came down to Lamar coming around in the 25th hour. And it worked, and it's fine. And he got what he wanted, and he's on this team, and they're winning. and everything's great, but are we really surprised that billionaires that run that industry have the power when it comes to contracts? With any industry, your bosses are going to have the leverage. It's good that they have a PA and that the players can discuss and compare and contrast their notes, but at the end of the day, they're not paying themselves.
Well, it's good to have a PA. Excuse me, but I mean, it's good if you have a PA as long as like people like J.C. Treader, who are atop it, aren't calling other players morons and idiots and wusses, and you know what I mean? Like, and you don't have the NFL PA also wanting this stuff under wraps as well as the billionaires. That's the part where if I'm Lamar, I'm really pissed off.
Well, you got to be united front, right? And like I mentioned earlier, if anyone doesn't want to discuss anything publicly or his business, it's Lamar Jackson. So he's probably not happy that week one of his offseason – he's sitting around, and here we go again.
And is his phone working?
I thought that was comical. That's the whole, oh, I'm going in a tunnel.
Yeah. My microphone's not working.
I'm in another country. Yes. You know, that to me, it's comical. But, I mean, do you love that so much of that became public? No. But it's not like we weren't hearing, even with our formal press conferences, that this negotiation took some time, and it took a lot out of the Ravens and Eric DaCosta. So I don't think we're surprised with some of the antics that we're looking. But yeah, if you're the NFLPA, don't you want to be united front, right? It
would make
you
sense.
You would think so. You would think so.
Morgan.
It's just another reminder, too, if he's going to be, you know, 70-plus million next season, and this headache of a negotiation is going to be happening, and he was asked about it during minicamp, and I get it doesn't want to talk about it, but it's a reality. You can't play under that cap next season if you want to have a competitive roster.
Ravens need to make sure the phone works when they're negotiating this year. Morgan, thank you.
It's the microphone part, Ken, okay? The phone works.
Yeah.
The microphone part didn't work. I'm going through a tunnel now, guys. I go. I'm breaking up.
Thanks, Morgan.
Thank you.
All right. Take care.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Morgan Atsit, Fox 45 Sports. We're going to talk to Evan Grant from the Dallas Morning News, get his thoughts on the Rangers, who have to be thought of as a disappointment so far this season. But coming up next, we stick with the Ravens. And Jason did a dive on the Ravens in the fourth quarter. Are they closers? We'll tell you next here on The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.